And now we are going to do our Christmas play, The Best Christmas Gift. So take it away. It seems we don't have a Christmas play. I guess there just wasn't enough time to put it together. I'm not sure what to do now because I didn't prepare a sermon. And we still have a lot of time. Maybe we could do something if we had a narrator. Oh, great. Okay, I guess we'll begin. Go ahead.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, before they were married, she became pregnant to the Holy Spirit. Wait a minute. Where are the actors?
You're right. I think I see them. Let's just pull them from the congregation. So first we need a Mary. Oh, there's a Mary. Come on up, Mary. Yay, Mary. No, we're not quite ready. We're not ready. We're not ready for that Mary. Mary and Mary's mother, because, man, Mary's mother was really, really worried about Mary. Okay, we Mary and Mary's mom. We also need angels. Does anyone like to be an angel? Okay, we've got a couple angels. Come on up if you want to be angels. Come on. Oh, we have a lot of, well, it's the heavenly host now, you know. We got a lot of them. Heavenly host. Okay, I think we're missing people. What else do we need? What else? We have a Joseph? Okay, come on up, Joseph. Yay. What else do we need? Shepherds. All right, we need some shepherds. Any shepherds? And who goes? What else goes with the shepherds? Sheep. We need sheep and we need shepherds. And you know, you can be any age to be a shepherd or a sheep. Oh, okay, come on up, shepherd. We need a couple sheep. Do we have any sheep? Do you want me to pick you? Come on. We can be sheep. Okay, you're flocking out there? Okay, we'll just listen for your cue, sheep, okay? All right. We're still missing something. What else do we need? An epiphany. Wise, come on, you guys. We can be any gender, we can have wise women. You know, we're going to be up to date. Okay, there's one. Come on, we need a couple more. Wise men, okay, come on. Wise men. Yeah. And we have another wise man. Any other wise men, wise women?
This is wonderful.
All right, yay.
Well, this is wonderful. We have a cast. Do we have any extra scripts?
No, I gave you the only one I
had. Well, how will they know what to do and say?
Well, why don't you tell them what to do and to say? You know, so when Sherita says the wise men do, then you go do it, right? If Sherita says the angels did this, you do this. And if she says Joseph says this, then Joseph says just repeat it. Yeah, we got it. You think we can do it? If it says the wise men do the hokey pokey, right? You do the hokey pokey, right?
Okay.
I'd like to see that actually. All right, let's give it a try.
All right.
Go.
And the angel said, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Yes.
Everybody said, let's go see the baby.
Let's go see the baby.
Okay. I think we got it. But how are we going to tell who is who?
I think we need some props. I think, the angels need halos, right? We need halos. Like, didn't in the Charlie Brown Christmas, we had the prop girl? You could maybe put it around your neck there. Oh, man. All right, don't take any pictures. Come on, be nice to them. No, don't do it to them. Okay, so we need that. Joseph needs a beard.
And little Catherine, I believe, is an angel.
Joseph has a beard. No, there's Joseph in there. Okay, Mary had a baby, right? I mean, we've got to have a baby. This is what we're all...
We're all married.
All right, and then we need crowns for the Magi. They're wise men. Wait, Magi is just another word for wise men. I wonder if Magi is for wise women. I don't know. Where are our shepherds? We have shepherds? Okay, we need a shepherd's crook. So you want to get yourself a shepherd crook there? Okay. No whacking anyone with a shepherd's crook. It's irresistible, I know. Because if my brother and I, we would do that. Okay.
Okay. What about everyone else? Shouldn't we include them? How about they play the crowd, whether it's host of angels or townspeople?
And the sheep.
Or the sheep. Or who knows? Listen for the key word, all, and watch for this gesture. When we hear all and see this gesture, it's time for you to act. Let's try it. All the children began to cry.
Oh, we're good. This is good. I think we're ready to begin. We got Mary where she needs to be. Okay. Hit it.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Good job.
Awesome.
Mary was confused.
You tell him.
Mary was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary."
Don't be afraid, Mary.
And Mary felt better. The angel said, "God has found favor with you.
God has found favor with you.
Look, you have a son, and you will name him Jesus."
Look, you will have a son.
Mary nodded, understanding, and said, "Let it be with me according to your will."
Let it be with me according to your will.
Then the angel departed. Mary was engaged to Joseph, but not yet married. She knew all the townspeople would murmur. So she went to tell Joseph. Joseph was mad and sent her away. Joseph went to sleep, and an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife." Joseph listened intently. The angel said, "The baby will be the Son of God, and you will name him Jesus."
The baby will be the Son of God, you will name him Jesus.
When Joseph woke up, he did just as the angel from God commanded and took Mary as his wife. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Everybody had to go to their towns to be registered, so Mary and Joseph traveled to from their town of Nazareth to the city of Bethlehem, because Joseph was descended from the house of David. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, the city was full of people who had come to register. There was no room anywhere that Mary and Joseph went. All the city told Mary and Joseph that there was no room.
No room, no room, no room.
While they were there, the city came for her to deliver her child. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. I need a break from reading. Can we sing a song?
Yeah, I think we can sing a song.
Let's go.
region, there were shepherds living in the fields, tending their sheep. They were sitting around talking and listening to all the sheep. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, and all the angels said, "Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy."
When the angels had left them, the shepherds began
to dance. No, they did not begin to dance. They said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem now and see what this is about."
Let's go to Bethlehem and see what this is all about. That's right. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When the shepherds and the sheep saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned to their hills, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen.
Let's pause in our story and sing verses 1 and 3 of Hark, Herald Angels Sing.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Magi from the east often returned to as kings or wise men came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews?" They had seen his star and its rising and said, "We have come to pay him honor."
We have come to pay him honor.
When King Herod of all of Jerusalem heard this, they were terrified. The Magi sent out to Bethlehem, and ahead of them went the star. They had followed until it stopped over the place where the child was. When the Magi saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they knelt down and paid him homage.
Well, some of them knelt; other of them just rested.
Yeah. Then, opening their treasure chest, the Magi offered him gifts of gold and frankincense.
What about the myrrh? Didn't they give them myrrh? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
Yes, they brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They went home another way so they could stop. Sorry.
Everyone's allergic to myrrh.
They went home another way so they would not alert Herod. Mary treasured all these events and words with all her heart.
Let's stand and sing, We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Of Jesus' birth, the best Christmas gift ever.
I want to thank all of our participants that helped us tell the story of Jesus' birth, and a very special thank to Sherita Williams-Smith, who stepped in to be our narrator. And of course, there are several reasons why we chose this format. And the most important one is to remember that we are part of the story. The God became human and one of us, born as a baby in Bethlehem. That is why we celebrate Christmas. That is why we tell the story together. It is our story to share, our story to tell, so we go and we tell it on the mountains, the hills.
Why don't we close by rising and singing, Go Tell It on the Mountain?
Well, that sounds like a great idea.